run Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph It Marnon for the top of the Omer. Still going on Rabbah, who said that by one woman, if he made a Tanai, no Nadorim, no Mumim, whatever, and then he was Boil Stam, we take on, he did it because of the Tanai, and she doesn't need to get. It Marnomi, Omer Avachar Bar Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, HaMekadosh Al Tanai, Uboal, Divrei HaKol, Emetzricha Menu Get, both Rav and Shmuel, all the Tanoim, no one holds that she needs a get in that situation, because once he's Boel, he, what's it called, they know the most of Bilos or Bilos Nus, and he forgets about the Tanai. Okay. Rashi, Itmar Nomi Karaba. The Omer Betos, Isha Achas Greitza, Ein Tzricha Menu Get. The only time that there's a possibility that you'd need a get is by two women or one woman, like two women, was Megarishar. He was Mekadosh one Al Tanai and was Machnis another one without mentioning the Tanai. Then there's a Machlokas whether the second one he's Makbid on the Tanai or not. Or after a second Kedushin if he's Makbid. But a continuation of the same Kedushin, Avada he has the Tanai in mind and the Kedushin Rabatel. Okay. Eishver of Acha Bered Rav Ika Bar Achse. The son of the sister of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika. And he asked his uncle the following. Chalitza Mutas Ksheira. If you have a mistaken chalitza, mistaken over here means that he was fooled. A chalitza that was done under deception. He was deceived to make the kiddush, the chalitza. It's kosher. So now the Gemara says, Ezeu chalitza mutas. What's the case? Where is there a case where you can deceive somebody to give chalitza and it's a good chalitza? They fooled him and they said, give her chalitza, and in that way you'll be marrying her. He wanted to marry the Yavama, and the Yavama didn't want anything to do with him. So, and the Bezin saw that she was right. She had a very good reason why she didn't want to be married to this guy. So he refused to give her chalitza, or to, he wanted only Yibum. So he told him, look, if you'll make this, do this ceremony, you'll be married to her. She said, oh, great. So he said, let me take off your shoe, and you spit, whatever, spit in front of you, and it's great. And that's a call that they fooled him. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ani shone ben shen eskavin. So he says, so Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't say that. Ani shone ben shen eskavin hu, velo neskavin nahi, ben shen eskavin nahi, velo neskavin hu, chalitza sa psula, ad shes kavin ushtem, chalitza yinid kavana. So if you think that the chalitza is going to make her married to you, it's not a chalitza. You say in such a case where he thought the chalitza is going to make her married is a good chalitza. Chalitza needs kavana. You have to have kavana. It's your being chalitza. Here, there's no kavana for chalitza. Rashi shenisgavin hula chalitza. Okay. Ela Omer Rav Yochanan kol sheomer lo chalotzla amenasha titin lechom asayim zuz. The chalitza mutas is where they said, look, give her chalitza, she'll give you 200 zuz. So in that case, he's willing to forget about her for 200 zuz. Alma kivin de ovid ma'isa chuli achlit noi. So now, why is it good? And so then the halacha is it's kosher. And even though she doesn't give him the 200 zuz, why? Because we say once he did the ma'isa of chalitza and he didn't mention the tanai, that he's mochel the tanai. So same thing over here. Once he made ma'isa be'ila and he didn't mention the tanai, he's mochel the tanai, and therefore she needs a get. Not like Rabba said, not like all these halachas. Hachanami kiven de bol achule achletnoi. Omer le bar beirav shapir kamras. So the uncle said, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said to his nephew, bar beirav, right? Nice yeshiva bacher, but you didn't say that. You didn't say properly. Shapir kamras. Michti, kol tznai mehecha gamminen. There's a different reason over there why it's good. Not because he's mochel the tznai, because a tznai won't help by chalitza. Why? Where did we learn tznaiim from? That you can do a maisa al tznai, and if the tznai is not mekoyim, the maisa is bottle. Where did we learn such a thing? that you have a power to limit a maisa that the Torah says is a positive maisa, is an effective maisa. Where do we learn? You have to learn somewhere that you can make a tanai. Right? I made a tanai that if you don't give me $200, the kedushin is no kedushin. I made a maisa kedushin. Where do I have the power to mevatel a kedushin? So we have to learn that from somewhere. We learn it from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make a condition with Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, whether they're going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael or not. So it has to be similar to that case. A tnai that you can mekayim through a shliach. Like over there, Moshe Rabbeinu made Yoshua shliach to give them their chelik. So it's something you could be mekayim through a shliach, havi tanoa. Then there could be a tanai. Tanoa, the lo efshalok yuma de shliach ki hosom, lo havi tanoa. But a tanai that you can't make a shliach to do that maisa. Like, what's it called? Like you could make a shliach over there, then it's no tanai. Then the tanai has no validity. So, pasha is just because we're comparing it to that case, but there's plenty of Torah why it doesn't work. And svara wise. Right, why in order to be able to make a tanai, the thing has to be able to be done through a shliach. Basically, the idea is, since the maisa isn't relegated to the person doing it, you can do that maisa and transfer it, so you can also make conditions and limit it. But if the maisa is only something I can do, I can't transfer it, right, then I can't make conditions on it either. Okay. With bia, I'm anas that you give me $200, it's kedushin. If not, it helps. And you can't do bia ayde shliach. Over there, since we know that by shtar and kesef, the other two methods of kedushin, a tanai will help because you could do them through a shliach. So it helps. Like the third one, it pulls it along because there's a hekesh between all of the methods of kedushin. See Rashi. Amenas shetitain v'afagav de lo yoav v'ksheira. Even though she didn't give the 200 zoos, the chalitza is kosher. What's the reason? Because since he did the maisa without mentioning the tanai, right? We told him that you're going to get 200 zoos, but when he did the maisa chalitza, he didn't do it amenas. I'm getting 200 zoos. He's obviously mochel the tanai. So you see that person does a maisa, he's mochel the tanai if he doesn't say. Mursa shapir kamras. He said to him, bitmiya. Right, the time of the hachal abishum the achlif noy. The reason over here is not because he's mochel the tanai. You can't make a tanai in chalitza. Call tanai mehechen gamrina mit tanai bnei gad bnei ruvein. Dim yavru unesatem dim lo yavru v'nochsu besolchel. Made a tanai. If you'll go and be chalutzim and fight in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll get your chelik in Eivor HaYarden. If not, you won't get a chelik in Eivor HaYarden. The efshalok yumil ma'isa shol tanai dahainu v'nesatem al yedei shliach ki hosam. Shari Moshe tziva liyoshua lost his lemes ha'oris. Shehu haya shluch oshel Moshe v'nitna lohem. That chalukah sa'oris was done through, could be done or was done through a shliach. Ava chalitza e efshalakayim al yedei shliach. You can't do chalitza with a shliach. Ein yochel lomer l'shlucho im titein l'cha plonis masayim zuz chalotzla. And therefore, what's it called? You can't tell a shliach, if this woman gives you 200 zoos, give her chalitza. Hilkach lav tenoa hu levatla chalitza. Right? The whole idea of chalitza is something that's begufo. You have to take off the shoe of the person who's the yavam. So you can't say over here shlucha shalom kamoso. Chalitza shlichas won't help by chalitza. Where it says v'habia habol l'shem kedushin the kohavi tenoi tenoi k'damrin le'el harini bo'alech amenas. Tanai helps by bia. By kedushin, and the bia is not efshal yedei shliach. Where it says the iskish havayis v'hoysel liisha acher kol havayis kedushin b'mashma kesef shtar bia ki heichin the mahani tonight b'kedusha kesef ushtar the efshal kiyum al yedei shliach mahani nomi b'bia. Over there, it pulls it along with the other two that you could do through a shliach. Therefore, the tonight can apply to bia too. Okay, Omar.
Huh? A get would be the same thing that
well, right, a get, a, you know, a get you can do through a shliach.
Yeah, so therefore, so you, the most
so you can make it tonight.
She'll give you 200 zoos if you give her a get.
Right, and if she doesn't give the 200 zoos, the get's no get. And the tanai helps by getting. If you make a tanai by a get, and the tanai's not makuyim, the get's no get. Omer Avula Baraba, Omer Ula, Omer Rav Elazar, Omer Rav Eliezer. Hamekadosh b'milta. Person's Mekadosh an issue with a milta. There's all sugya and kedushin. What's Mekadosh b'milta? What exactly does that mean? The simplest case is, I loaned a woman money, and she went and spent the money. She owes me now. And I say, with the money that I gave you, I'm a Kaddish you. That, according to everybody, is no good. Because that money's not here anymore, and she doesn't, that money was milvelot sonitna. Shaila, whether he says, I'm mochel the debt, and I'm a Kaddish you with the money that I'm mochel. That already is mechilas milva, and that already is shaila, whether that helps or not. But in the case, for here, we're not learning Kedushin. Someday we'll learn Kedush, and then we'll learn a little bit more about that. But now Mekadosh b'milva means that he was Mekadosh her with money that he loaned her, and he said, I'm Mekadosh you with the money I gave you yesterday, and the money he gave you yesterday is hers. It's not his. She owes him other money, and that money can't be Mekadosh her. So it's no Kedush. Mekadosh b'milva u'boal, and he was boal her after that. Al-tanai. Or it was Mekadosh her al-tanai. And he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, or the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim. Ubal, and he lived with her. It was Machnasar, and he didn't say anything about the Tanai. The Pachas Mishava Pruta Ubal. He was Mekadosher of Pachas Mishava Pruta, and then he was Machnasar and made Nesuit. Divrei HaKol Tzricha Minu Get. In those cases, she needs a get. Why? Because we assume that he was Boel Al Menas to be Mekadosher now without what's it called? New Kedushin. So even though the first Kedushin was no good because it was Pachas Mishava Pruta, or it was a Milva, or the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim, this is a new Kedushin. Then this Bia creates a new Kedushin. Omer of Yosef Bar Abba, Omer of Menachin, Omer of Ami, right? So Amekadosh and Pachas Mishava Pruta, Ubal Tzricha Menu Get. Right? That's the only case. He argues on the other two cases. Mekadosh b'Milva and Al Tanai, even if you're Boel, you don't need a Get. Like Rabba said. Okay? And, the first man, the Omer, doesn't hold like Rabba Lechora. Versus Behohu Dolo Toy, Avo Bahanech Toy, right? With this one, he doesn't make a mistake. The other ones, he made a mistake. He thought that it was okay. And therefore, when he was Boel, he did it al Das, the first Kedushin, and that's nothing. Omer Avkahana Mishmei Deula, HaMekadosh Al Tanai Ubal, Tzricha Menu Get. If you're Mekadosh Al Tanai, and then you're Boel without mentioning the Tanai, you need to get. Maisa happened like that, and the Chachomim could not be matter her. They didn't feel they had the koach to matter her without a get. And that is to tell me not like the following Tana. The Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shmuel the Hilo Nisposa Asura Honisposa Muteris. It says by Yesota that if a woman commits adultery and she's not forced, then she's also to her husband. She did it willingly. If she is forced, if she's not an Ashes Kohen, regular Ashes Israel, then she's mutter to her husband. There's another possibility of a woman who is married and she's not forced. She lives with a man and not forced, and she still doesn't become usher to her mutter, and she's mutter. She's not married. She's not considered married. She could do Kedushay Tols, where the Kedushin was a Kedushay Tols, even though he lived with her afterwards, willingly. So, now she should become an Eish HaSeish. Shafilu benom mukrav al-ksefa, even if her child is, she's carrying her kid on her shoulder. She has children from this marriage. It's not a marriage. The children are kosher, because they're just born out of wedlock. They're not mamzerim. So, mimma enes, the whole chesla, all she has to do is walk out of the marriage. She doesn't need to get it. Okay, Rashi. B'milva shemochel lo milva shechayeves lo. Rashi says it's talking where he was mochel the milva. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin says hanos mechilas milva is a Kedushin. So Tos over here questions Rashi, why is mechilas milva different than hanos mechilas milva? Hanos mechilas milva is I'm a kaddish you with the hanoa you got that I was mochel your debt. Okay. So it's not exactly that I'm a kaddish you with the mechil of the debt that I'm mochel. I'm a kaddish you with the, you would have paid somebody to get me to be mochel the debt. It's worth it to you, right? So that money that you would have paid somebody to be mochel, I'm a kaddish you with. That is, right, we Rashi learns, hanos mechilas milva. But mechilas milva, right, Rashi holds doesn't help. I'm a kaddish you with the money that you owe me, Now I say you don't owe it to me. Rashi holds that won't be good. The Amirim Bekedushin, the Einam Akudeshes. The Mishum, the Mishor, Shalav, Son Nitin Lahotza. As soon as I loan the money belongs to the woman. I loaned her $100, her $100. Bershusa Kaime, Vahashalab Midi Yod, I'm not giving her anything. Right? If I'm a Kaddisha with the money that I gave her, I didn't get, that money's not around anymore. Shrikhay Menu Get, Vafilu Hitosu Bitnai. The Einam the Mosa Bilosus Nos. Even if they, in the beginning, they made a t'nai, and then they weren't mekayim the t'nai. If he was boel, and he didn't mention the t'nai, ain't on the most of bilas of bilas. Those he has kavana to be boel, even if the t'nai is not mekoyim. Rebbe Ami Polig Ad Rebbe Lezer, v'omer ha-mekadosh v'pachos m'shov v'pruto u'bal, who do like a get? Only case where need a get is by mekadosh v'pachos m'shov v'pruto. Because there, everybody knows that you can't be mekadosh with a lesser shov v'pruto, and his kavana is to make a new kedushin. But the other cases, people don't know. The guy was hoping that maybe she was Mekayim the Tanai. That she doesn't have Nadarim or whatever. Or, what's it called, Mekadosh Mimilva, he thought that he could be Mekadosh. So then he's Boil Al-Das, the original Kedushin, it's no Kedushin. Avala Mekadosh Mimilva, O Al-Tanai, U Boil, Eno Tzrichay Menuget, my timer, Behohu Delotoi, people don't, you'll sober Shapachim Shavu Pruta, you Kedushin. My Pachim Shavu Pruta, everybody knows you can't Mekadosh Misha Pachim Shavu Pruta. Hilka Gomer Ubal, the Shem Kedushin. That's why now he's living with her, he's making a new Kedushin. Because he knows the original Kedushin, or at least he suspects the original Kedushin wasn't good. But in the other cases, he thought it was good. He thought you could make Kedushin Milva. He thought that she doesn't have any Nidorim. And the Tanai is Mekoyim. So he's not Mechavan to make a new Kedushin. He's doing it Al Das, the original Kedushin, which he thought was good. Therefore, what's it called? She's, doesn't need a get. He thought that she Taka doesn't have any Dorim. That's why she's getting married to me. Therefore, his mind is on the original Kedushin. A new Kedushin. The Milva Lava called the Kim Bilchus Kedushin. Not everybody knows that you can't be Makadish for Milva. Okay, let's really stop here. From here came, there was a big thing in the early reformers wanted to make a tanaim in France. Wasn't so the early reformers were still frum. They looked frum. So they wanted to make a halacha that everybody who gets married, one of these like today they have the prenuptials to do that, everybody gets married would marry al tanai. That in case later on I refuse to give you a get, the Kedushin's bottle. So that was like a great etzah, how a woman would never become an aguna. Because if he gave the get, he gave the get. If he refused to give the get, then the original Kedushin was nothing good, because he was in Kaddish al Tanai. But from our sugi, we see that's ridiculous. Because the halachas ain't Tanai b'nisuin. Because once he's boel, right, and we say that he's mochel the Tanai. He doesn't want to bowl out tonight that maybe later on his bila is going to be bila's nus. Even though he made it tonight, but if he's boil, when he's boil, nobody's there that he's, what's it called, to make the tonight again. He's boil stam, we take on that ain't not the most bila's nus, and he doesn't want to make his bia dependent on what's going to be later. So the tonight is bottle. So it never helps. So the rove gedolei Yisrael, if not everybody, but it came out against it, and this doesn't hold any water, and later on, if he doesn't want to give a get, the Kedushin's not bottled, because he was boel, what's it called, enorm also bilos, bilos nus, and women are going to be getting married, thinking that they're okay, because of this whole trick, and the trick doesn't work, the mice. Okay. That's a shaila, yeah, it's a shaila. Whether we're people who are not frum, if that's the case or not, right? If you say such a thing by people who aren't frum, but the many shitas hold, yeah, you say it by everybody. Even in other words, a person has a choice of doing something beheta or not. Most people would want to be married, not bedafka. Yeah, but in this case, again, he'll do znus if he has to, but if he can do it in a mutter way, why shouldn't he do it in us?
So if he has a not kosher kedushin, as a reformed rabbi, or Aiden,
that's what Moshe holds.
Right,
but then Moshe's
right.
So there, he thinks he's married. So he's not. He's being boel right on the das of the first kedusha, and that's no kedusha.
Okay.